think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
There's a certain point in cases like this where the tragedy stops being just a loss and becomes a lens. A lens that reveals not only what happened in a singular moment, but also the years of family history, dynamics, and choices that were quietly stacked behind it. Like dominoes waiting for the wrong touch. And that's exactly where we are right now with the death of 18-year-old Anna Kempner, whose life ended on a carnival cruise, surrounded not by strangers, but by her own tangled family. This isn't a story about a teenager dying in her sleep. This isn't a story about a sudden medical emergency. This isn't a story about an accident, at least not that we know of yet. It's a story about what investigators walked into when they opened a cabin door and discovered a young woman allegedly hidden under a bed, wrapped in a blanket, partially covered with life vests. A discovery that, by its very nature, told investigators they weren't dealing with the chance. They were dealing with action. Someone placed her there. Someone made choices in that room after she died or while she was dying. And because of that, every single person tied to that cabin, every move they made, every relationship inside that blended family is now under scrutiny. Anna boarded the Carnival Horizon with her father, Christopher Kempner, his third wife, Suzanne Hudson, Chantel's three children from her previous marriage, and Anna's younger brother. That group, the people closest to her, formed the investigative starting point the moment the ship docked in Miami and the FBI stepped on board. And now, after weeks of silence, evasive interviews, and whispers through court filings, we finally have clarity on something investigators have avoided saying publicly. The 16-year-old stepbrother traveling with Anna is now being identified as a major, in major press outlets, including the Associated Press, as a suspect in her death. Not person of interest, not individual under review, suspect, according to the AP. That word matters. The AP doesn't use that word lightly. The AP doesn't use it without confirmation. And the moment they used it, the tone of this entire investigation has sharpened. But to understand exactly why the FBI ended up turning their focus towards one teenager inside that blended household, you got to go back. Not just to the cruise, but to the years leading up to it, because this wasn't a simple family. This wasn't a straightforward household. This was a family built on the aftermath of multiple marriages, multiple breakups, and multiple layers of step relationships that were quietly shaping the environment Anna lived in long before she set foot on that ship. Her father's first marriage to her biological mother ended around 2009 or 2010, according to records. But before that marriage officially fractured, something else had landed in the court system. In 2008, a woman named Christina Donahue filed a petition for an injunction for protection against sexual violence against Anna's father on behalf of a minor child whose name is sealed due to Florida law. A hearing was held. The injunction was dismissed. No charges were filed. Nothing in the record tells us what was alleged. Nothing says the claims were even substantiated. But the record is there. On its own, that would be a closed chapter. But years later, after that petition was dismissed and after the first marriage ended, Anna's father married Tabitha Donahue, Christina's daughter. And because Tabitha was a minor at the time of the 2008 injunction, people naturally drew lines between those events, not to claim wrongdoing, not to make accusations, but because the timeline and summaries line up in a way that is impossible to ignore. Now, to be abundantly clear, we cannot say the minor petitioner was Tabitha. Her identity is sealed, but it is a fact, a solid document-supported fact, that her mother filed the injunction and she was the right age to be the minor in question, and that years later, her mother's respondent became her husband. Tabitha then became Anna's stepmother. So the speculation there, and if we're connecting dots, and those dots are what they may be, he ended up marrying possibly the young girl who was a minor at one point in time where that complaint was filed and dismissed. A little odd. Marriage did last for a long time, but it did end after many years. A third marriage then began, this time to Chantel Hudson, who brought three children into the home, and it is these children, not the Donahue family, who were on the cruise with Anna. These are the children investigators immediately questioned. These are the children in the room during the hours leading to Anna's death, allegedly. And it's one of these children, Chantel's 16-year-old son, who is now explicitly named as a suspect in the federal investigation. But here's where the story takes another turn. A custody case back on land, one completely separate from the cruise, has revealed even more. In that case, Chantel filed a motion stating that her testimony could be prejudicial to her or her minor children in the FBI's investigation into Anna's death. That is the legal equivalent of saying, if I speak, I could incriminate myself or my kid. That's not speculation. That's not the internet running wild. That's a sworn statement by her attorney entered into the court record. It's hard to overstate how rare all of this is. Parents do not invoke the Fifth Amendment around a death investigation unless they've been advised that criminal exposure is real. Now add this, something new, something more disturbing than anything we've known before. Multiple reports now say Anna's younger brother was sleeping in the same cabin, only feet above where Anna's body was hidden under the bed, allegedly. That child, asleep in the same room, had no idea his sister was dead below him, allegedly. This detail changes everything about the timeline. It tells investigators concealment may have happened during the night or early morning, and someone in that room was awake. Someone moved that body. Someone decided to hide her. It was done while another child slept above her. That's why the FBI is pouring across card logs, security footage, hallway videos. Cruise ships record almost everything. Every key card swipe is time-stamped. Every hallway is watched by cameras. Every cabin entry involves an electronic trail. Every device connected to Wi-Fi has a signal, has a digital footprint showing where it was on the ship. Very difficult to hide the truth in a modern cruise ship environment. And while the FBI analyzes that evidence, while the medical examiner still hasn't released a cause or manner of death, another pattern has emerged, one you won't find in legal documents, but one that's been visible in every public appearance since Anna died. Her grandmother and uncle have become the public advocates for justice. They're the ones speaking out. They're the ones posting, pleading, demanding answers. They're the ones saying something is wrong, something doesn't add up, something happened to Anna that the public needs to know. And while they raise their voices, the core household, the father, the stepmother, the children, they've gone almost completely silent. What does that mean? Who knows? And maybe an attorney said, don't talk. Don't talk. We need to figure this out. Silence is not guilt. Silence is not evidence. But in a case like this, silence does become a lens, especially when paired with a teenager found concealed, a step-sibling named as a suspect, a stepmother invoking the Fifth, a father who had nothing except criticizing, a father who has said nothing except criticizing investigators, a child sleeping above his sister's concealed body, a complicated family history involving multiple marriages, parental splits, and a dismissed injunction from years before, and a young woman with her whole life ahead of her, found hidden, wrapped, covered. All of this creates a gravity around the case. Not because any one detail proves anything, but because together they paint a picture of a family with layers the public never saw until tragedy hit. It's a picture of chaos. This is a picture the FBI is sorting through now. This is the environment surrounding Anna's last hours, allegedly, and the past investigators must consider as they examine the present. At her memorial, members of the family appeared in public for the first time since the cruise. Photos captured something the investigation cannot quantify, the human fracture in this story. That grandmother and uncle standing front and center. Father remaining subdued, stepmother keeping her distance. Nothing in those image details the crime, but everything in them illustrates the emotional divide that appears to be going on in this family. And when something like this happens, it's going to be chaotic. So grace is called for, but also not ignoring the chaos to which this ecosystem has been operating cannot be ignored either. Patterns of decision-making that go way the hell back can't be ignored. It paints a picture of an environment. And now, separate from the Cruz investigation, the custody war over Chantel's younger daughter has escalated, with her ex-husband demanding emergency custody, citing the ongoing criminal investigation and the environment inside the Hudson Kempner home as reasons for concern. No one's been arrested. No charges have been filed. The autopsy has not been released. The FBI has not confirmed what they believe happened. But what we do know, and what we can say safely, factually, clearly, is that this is no longer a mysterious death aboard a ship. This is a case where it appears concealment happened. This is a case where a minor step-sibling is now identified as a suspect. This is a case where a stepmother has invoked constitutional protections. This is a case where the younger brother slept feet away from a hidden body. This is a case where family dynamics matter. This is a case where the truth is likely to come down to one critical timeline. Who was awake during those hours? Who moved Anna, and why? All of it, the past, the blended families, the divorces, the remarriages, the injunctions, the silence, the filings, the surveillance data, the voices speaking out, and the voices staying quiet forms the reality investigators are now navigating. What happened to Anna is still unanswered, but every new detail makes one thing clear. This wasn't a tragedy born of chance. This was a tragedy born inside a family already balancing the weight of years. And somewhere between that dinner table, that cabin, and that concealment under the bed lies the truth the FBI is now racing to uncover. We don't know who did this. We don't know why someone did this. All we can do is look at the information, the facts, the pieces of the puzzle as they are right now, and try to figure out where they fit together. Until then, the only story we can tell is the one confirmed by evidence, filings, and the people willing to speak. And that story is already heavy enough. Give me your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, and you will find us. Please do hit subscribe while there. You are there as well. We're trying to get to 100,000 subscribers by the end of the year. We're getting closer. We're a bit over almost to 83,000 now, I think. But if you could hit subscribe, that would help us. We would greatly appreciate that. And I want to hear your thoughts in those comments. So please do leave your thoughts. Until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now. And don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.